Blog Talk Radio.
No hay nadie más que yo. Uno es el número mágico. En vida y en muerte, uno es todo. ¿Comprende?
If I multiply 2 times 2, is it really, really for me? La, 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 la. And if I add 5 to get 9 minus 8, that just leaves me.
The return of Color Me Bad.
Never, baby. ese sueño contigo será verdad. Yeah, yeah.
Dream on, dream away. I think I'm gonna have to stay.
And blessings, peace and blessings. Motivational Mondays with your sexy host, MIA2K. Another blessed Monday, you know. I'm blessed to be here, man. I'm feeling good. You know, I feel blessed every day, but I always say I feel double blessed on Monday. It's just something about Mondays. I guess I see it different than most. Most is like, oh, Monday, back to work. But I see a yes, Monday, back to work, you know, back to the grind, you know, back to be able to make those donuts and provide for me and mine. So Monday is glorious for me, you know. I see it as a wonderful, wonderful thing. Thank you, everybody that's on deck, whether it be through Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, however it is that you're able to connect with me on Mondays. It's beautiful. Thank you for those that tune in live and those that listen to the show, you know, on the archive. I appreciate that. It's because you guys hold me down is the reason why I do the show, you know. So I appreciate you. I thank you. Namaste to those this morning, those that are slowly getting into, you know, it's Monday. Those that have been up already since 5 in the morning, my wake-up crew, I'm on summer vacation, so I don't get up at 5 until the end of this month, and I'll be back on that grind. But make sure you follow us on all the social networks. Follow me, MIA2K. I'm Googleable, soy googleable, so type in on Google. MIA2K, also please type in Lush Radio Online. You'll be able to find us. Go to the website, which is lushradioonline.com and MIA2K.com, and follow us and all the things that we do, everything we do for the community, everything, all the give backs that we give out. You know, we are the people's voice, so naturally we keep our ears to the street and stay in tune with the people. I appreciate those that have contacted me this week and have allowed me to enter their world just a little bit. I want to talk about something when I come back after music. A certain particular queen that called me, and we had an interesting conversation about relationships. And, you know, I want to share that with you guys. You already know whatever I have in mind. I come and I share on the show. So I'm going to go into some music, and I'll be right back. And hopefully one of the this particular queen is listening to this morning. I'll be back.
Thank you.
Radio's MIE2K, man. Sometimes you have to live like you're dying, or you just got to die like you live. You know, the point is taking charge of your life, man. Don't wasting no time at all. Like, enjoy each day. Like, live each life to the fullest. Some people just let time and months and all that pass by and don't even know what they're doing with themselves or their lives or their purpose here. So, you know, grab hold of your life, man. Grab hold. If it's out of control, then stay still a moment. See where, you know, where you've gone wrong and where you can make right. Every day is a chance to make wrong things right. And every Monday is the beginning of that opportunity. I'm going to my phone line, 240. Good morning, y'all. With MIE2K.
Hey, this is
Blessed
Prophet.
Please, the boss lady's in the building.
What's poppin', man?
Good morning. Good morning, boss lady. I'm here. I'm at work. You see, I'm early. I miss you.
Yeah. I know. I miss you, too. It's been a minute. I just, you know, been trying to get things together. I finally, you know, finished up my classes. I'm just waiting for my degree in the mail, you know. Finally finished that.
That's big. That's big boss stuff. That's taking control of your life.
Exactly. I mean, well, me speaking on taking your life, you know what I'm saying, and living like, I mean, life is short, you know what I'm saying? Most of the time we work so hard and we're always constantly thinking about, you know what I'm saying, oh, I got to get this money, I got to get this money, but you can't take the money with you, you know?
That's
you
for
sure. You
can't
take the money with you. And sometimes we work so hard that, you know, we end up, like, not really having nothing to show for because we haven't really enjoyed our lives and sat back and smelled the roses. I learned a big lesson, you know, when I started, you know, getting sick and stuff like that or whatever. I was like, okay, if I get sick, what exactly have I really done with my life? Who's going to really care? I got to really enjoy and embrace life for what it is because, you know what, we just lost, you know what I'm saying, it was a sad day in hip-hop. We lost Sean Price, you know, he died
yes.
in his sleep, you know.
Yeah.
And we just saw him not too long ago performing in Baltimore. And we had got footage of him. He was rocking the stage, and he looked healthy. So life can just, you know, leave you in a blink of an eye. So you just got to appreciate life and thank God for every day he lets you breathe, man.
Yeah, yeah. I say that, you know, I say that all the time. And then the sad part is that we work so hard. We don't enjoy our families. We, you know, we're too busy, like, on the hustle and the bustle that we let so many special moments go by. And at the end of the day,
exactly.
It's like we don't even hustle right because we go and now they have to raise money to even bury us. Our kids don't even have shit. It's like, wait a minute. Like, we got to hustle smart, too. If we're going to be out there grinding and losing time off our families, we have to leave our families well off. Meaning, when you get that money, do the right thing with it, you know? Do the right thing with it. You know, have a plan. Have a plan even for when you won't be here anymore. You know, are you going to have the money to, you know, get buried with? And things like that we don't think about because we're too busy. Oh, we want to get this because we want to get this car and this house and all this materialistic stuff, you know? Which we need, you know, I'm not saying that, like, yeah, you need a house, you need a car, you need times people just hustle for the wrong thing, you know what I mean? And they kind of burn themselves at both ends of the stick and don't end up nowhere. So, you know, everybody has to just sit down and take a plan, make a plan for themselves and their lives. Everybody's life is different and everybody needs different things, you know what I mean? And everybody has different wants. But whatever it is, that's important to you, that's going to make you, you know, get up and grind each day, then if you have a purpose, like let's say, you know, we hustle for our children, you know, for our kids. So we have to make a plan for our kids. Like if in the day of tomorrow that we're not here no longer, what's going to happen to our children? I think about that.
Exactly.
You know, I personally think about that. Like I'm not here, what happens to my kids? Are they going to be okay financially and otherwise? You know what I mean? Because it's hard, and every day it gets harder and harder, you know? And teaching them values. You know, these young kids now have no values. It's like, What happened to the parenting? What happened to us being concerned about, you know, our neighbor's children? Not in the nosy way, not in the way about, oh, my God, this kid is doing that, but in a way of stepping up and seeing that kid and be like, hey, you okay? You good? You all right? You know, you have some, what's going on? You know what I mean? Just that child knowing that, okay, if my parents are failing me, at least my community or my neighbors won't fail me. You know what I mean? Or to that nature, you know, because you're a teacher, so you know, and you're in the board of, you know, you deal with the children. So you know how important that is for a child to know that there's a lot of people that are kind of investing in their future, you know? Because you do, I know you have a lot of kids that you invest your time with.
Yeah, I mean, you know, dealing with, you know, students, you know, and I've seen a lot of, you know, kids who have definitely, you know, improved and stuff with everything that they've done. Just dealing with special needs kids, I've touched a lot of kids' lives, but they touched my life too, you know. And, you know, we limit ourselves to so many things. You know, the only person that can hold you back is yourself. And the thing about it is that, you know, there's so many things we can do. And my thing is also financial awareness. You know, we need to start teaching our kids financial awareness and preparing them for the future now. It's not, oh, they're young or nothing. You need to start preparing them now. And that's what we feel as minorities, to teach our children. You know, the Jewish, you know, community, they teach their kids early on. You know what I'm saying? Our Caucasian counterparts, and not all of them, but majority of the ones that are successful, they teach them prior. And there are some that learn later on in life, but I don't want my child to be like that. I want her to learn about mutual funds, stocks. I want to learn about, it's not about how much you save, it's what you save. If you take a dollar every day from your savings and put it in there, it can add up to 100, it can add up to 1,000. If you start young, it'll start accumulating. You know what I'm saying? I'm 34. You know, so.
And they get, into those habits.
Uh huh.
And they get into those positive and healthy habits, which is to save and to know, like, okay, if I this year I want to buy me whatever. I'm doing this with my son now that's 6 years old. So I put up a goal board for him, and every time he does well, and you know, or my mother gives him a dollar or two, he has an envelope that we save it in, and we count down the money. So let's say he wants something that costs $30. He knows he has to be able to save those $30 within a certain amount of time that he wants to purchase whatever it is he wants to purchase. Now, mind you, yes, I can go to the store and just buy it for him, but what is the lesson in that?
Mm-hmm.
You know? So now he knows. Like, now he's more aware. Like, when we go to the store, he's like, Ma, can I have this? I'm like, how much is it? So, you know, he'll look at it and be like, oh, it's, you know, $25 or $15, whatever it is. I said, well, then you already know what you have to do, right? He goes, yes, I have to save. And he's very aware of money now. Like, you know, like you'd be like, you want anything? He's like, no, I'll take the dollar because I want to buy me this. Like, you know, so I'm making him definitely very well aware of his finances. You know, both me and his dad do that. So I want him to be able to, when he gets to that certain age, respect and the value of money too. Like, kids have no respect and value of money, how hard we have to grind for that dollar. So you know what? You have to grind the same way and appreciate it when you get it, you know?
Exactly, definitely. And it's, I mean, you know, life is just, like, crazy, and things have there are abundance of opportunities now in this day and age, and there's going to be even more. But the thing about it is that we have to take advantage of it, you know, and not, you know, let this information just go to waste. I mean, and people, you know, it seems like people are scared to share information with others in order for them to benefit their life. It's like it's coming out their pocket or something. You know, for example, just me being a disabled veteran, if I get information that's going to benefit me, I'm going to tell another veteran so I can help them. But I see in some communities and some veteran communities, some people don't want to tell anybody anything, you know, and it's sad. We don't want to help each other. You know, in general, we don't want to help each other succeed, or we're mad because somebody else is doing better.
Yeah. I think the blessing is definitely in sharing. You know, we could, you know, that you and I connect on that because, you know, we definitely believe in when we have certain knowledge of something to share it because that's where the blessing comes from, You know, really mm-hmm. sharing it. And not a lot of people get that. But when people finally do get it, it's a beautiful thing when they're able to be like, wow, okay, I didn't know that. You know, the blessing is always in sharing. And we just got to spread that word, sis. And that's what we do, man. We're the voice of the people, baby. LushRadioOnline.com. In case you don't know,
exactly.
You know, you tuned in and you don't know where you at. Motivation
exactly.
on Mondays. You know, I'm always amped up, but doubly on Monday. You know?
Exactly. Girl, I need to
I miss you, sis, though, man.
I miss you, too. I'm trying to get it together. You know, I got this new apartment. I'm trying to get it together. And I'm trying to get
it
together.
You're doing it. And, you know, queen salute to you. It's not easy when, you know, when you're a single mom with, you know, kids, trying to raise kids all on our own. It's definitely not easy, but we're not going to allow nothing to stop us. You know what I mean? We're going to always move
exactly.
forward. Yeah. I wanted to touch on something
because actually one of my friends, she's actually a disabled veteran, but she owns a company. It's called Lamp Services, I think it is. And she helps people with, you know, that are dealing with immigration and things like that or whatever, you know what I'm saying? Because me, I'm a foreigner, and I had some issue with my passport, so I finally got my passport, you know. But a lot of us, you know, we live in fear because it might be just the smallest information that you needed just to get whether it's your green card or something. Maybe your parents didn't know what they were doing when they were coming to this country or anything. You're stuck mm-hmm. without parents, and you don't know how to go around the process. But sometimes we get so scared that, oh, they're going to deport us. But as long as your paper is illegal and you got your situation, maybe you just missed one little bit of information. She's the type of person that all you have to do is ask her, and she'll find out whatever you need. And you can also go, I think it's the NIS, you can go to the website and find out what paperwork and stuff you need. And especially for those people who are military or they have military mm-hmm. families, they expedite their paperwork even faster. Or your family of somebody that's in the military, you can expedite it, whether it's a son, the mother, you can expedite it faster through there. I also found out if you are a parent, you're a single parent, but the father is not there, if that other parent doesn't sign off for that child cannot leave the country. So they have to be able to leave. So that's another thing that I found out also. So, but, you know, if you're in the military, you can file for your family and get it more expedited because it goes to a different sector. You know what I'm saying? And also, you know, just read up on the laws and stuff, because even though you're an immigrant, you don't have to be living fear. You can look at the laws and what you have to do and what you need to do to get your paperwork done. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. So. Yeah, I mean, there are a lot of people that live in fear. Speaking on that,
mm-hmm.
what's up with Trump and against all immigrants?
Yeah, he needs to stop with that
Ooh.
Nonsense. He will never in life become president ever with that nasty attitude of his. Because first off, but speaking of that Trump situation, did you hear where, what's her name, Kelly Osborne? She kind of put her foot in her mouth when she was on The View, and she said, oh, well,
yes.
if he wants to get rid of, I guess she was trying to say, you know, go against him, but it kind of sounded kind of ignorant. She's like, well, if you
yeah,
want to get rid of the immigrants, then, you know, who's going to be cleaning your toilets and stuff? I'm like, did this
yeah.
chick just say that? Are you serious?
Yeah, I don't
That's
think,
not
you
the
know,
only
I
job
mean,
in Hispanic.
Right. I don't think she meant it the way that it sounded. I really don't. I wish she would have thought about a better example, but I don't necessarily think she really thought it that way. Like, you know what I'm saying? I personally
don't
get that from
so.
Her.
I don't
think
so either.
Yeah.
But when you're rich and you're making a certain type of money, sometimes you don't think about things like that because that's
yeah.
what the majority of the stereotype of what Americans do. They see, and the thing is, just like I'm African, they don't want to classify everybody as, you know what I'm saying, because that doesn't mean all Puerto Ricans are cleaning toilets. That doesn't mean all.
Right.
It's a lot of Mexicans doing it, but it doesn't matter. You got freaking Selena, who was a freaking super wrestler. So you have freaking Jennifer Lopez, who's an actor, model, singer. You got freaking Enrique Iglesias,
You got freaking George Lopez. You know what I'm saying? You got a lot of people that are Hispanic, that Pitbull. You know what I'm saying? People that's Hispanic that you don't even know. They're Cuban, but they might look white, but they Spanish. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's a lot of major people that's running a lot of stuff that you might think are white, but they really Hispanic people. So you need to see, you know what I'm saying? It's a lot of things. It's a lot of
them
are multi-million-dollar corporations. So, you know, the thing about
yeah,
it is
Trump.
Donald Trump needs to understand that some of the people that he's dealing with business are Hispanic. And I don't know where he got this whole racist mentality and immigrants and stuff like that. My thing is, let's really be technical about it. Most of the jobs that white Americans, black Americans don't want to take are what some of, and they're mostly Mexicans, because it's mostly Mexicans because the Puerto Ricans are actually really Americans here. I mean, they have U.S. passports now, you know, legally, you know what I'm saying? And most of the Cubans, they came here during the time of Fidel Castro, and most of the Cubans, the white Cubans, are making millions, billions of dollars down in freaking Miami, and they run it, you know what I'm saying? You have the darker ones that's moved up to the north, but if you really, it's the, most of that demographics is coming from Mexico, you understand? And they're going to take those lesser jobs, but see, they're smart about that. They have a plan. They come here, they get the money, they all work together as a family, and then they go and they spread off and they start opening up their own businesses, whether it's construction, whether it's opening up a business, you know what I'm saying? They go and they
right.
work for a purpose. Us
right.
as the other ones who, you know what I'm saying, the African-Americans or, you know, the Puerto Ricans, we're like, oh, I'm not doing that shit because that's like slavery to me. I'm not about to do that.
Mm-hmm.
We've already been through our own situation. We want to get pay more, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But when we're thinking like that, they're out there caking and getting the money. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You always people always say, oh, they don't got jobs. Well, if you humble yourself, you go get your money, save your money, you can go and do
business.
You understand what I'm saying?
And I think that's the key. I think that's the key thing right there, the humbling, learning to humble yourself and work like, work like the ants do. They all come together,
exactly.
and you have millions of ants that work for one goal, one purpose, you know? We don't do that. We want to be, oh, we got this. We don't need nobody. We want to be on our own. We want to get paid already. We want to go in a job getting paid $50,000 a year already starting and not even being prepared. Oh, I don't need a, I don't need degrees. I don't need, just pay me that 50, you know? And I'll be good. You know what I'm saying? I'll learn on the job while you have other people that have bust their butt to go to school and, you know, and get that degree to get that position. Now, you know, I got to play devil's advocate because I don't have those degrees, yet I am a boss and I've had my own company and all that. So I don't, you know, look down on people that want to get degrees. I think education is a beautiful thing. But with that education, you need the experience, you know, and the experience
exactly.
is what pays you. The experience is what pays you. So you have to, so to have the experience, you have to do the work. You know what I mean? You have to do
exactly.
the work. So, and people don't want to do the
it's
work.
It's a lot of,
they just want to come
it's
in.
It's a lot
it's
of
like,
people.
Okay.
That, it's a lot of people
yeah,
that
people.
Don't have degrees. Mm-hmm. And they, I mean, freaking the guy that oh, Steve Jobs, that oh, Apple and stuff, they dropped that off at Microsoft. I mean, people don't have to have degrees. It's all about, you know what I'm saying, how hard is your hustle? I didn't have a degree.
Yes.
I had my high school diploma, but I had you know, experience, and I became a substitute teacher, and I became a special
mm-hmm.
needs teacher, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So before I got my degree. So the thing about it is that, you know, you can be a boss and everything, but you have that natural leadership, you know what I'm saying, instinct in your bones, you know what I'm saying? You don't have to have a degree in order for you to be able to excel in life. You know, some people
mm-hmm.
get that caught up. So many people say, oh, I got this degree, I got that, but I still call some of these people educated fools because they don't have common sense, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of people that
all
have
the
degrees
experience.
And still aren't making any money.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All the experience of
you
whatever
have all
studying
the
because
in the world.
Yeah, because study what you want, but then, you know, also do the work on it.
You know, if you're going to school
exactly.
for whatever it is you're going to school for, you should be in that field. You shouldn't be doing other things than what you're going to school for, because that's an oxymoron to me. Like, you're wasting all these years of going to college to learn, let's say, computers, but yet you're too busy doing fashion. Hello, I'm just saying. Okay, just, you know, stick to one thing, and whatever you study and do that, have the experience so you have the degree and the experience to match. And I think that makes a little more sense. But
well, I don't know, because, okay, take for instance DJ Scream. He's like one of the number one DJs down there in Atlanta, right? DJ Scream had a freaking degree in mathematics, right? And he
mm-hmm.
had one in mathematics. But he makes more mm-hmm. money as a DJ. He didn't do anything with regards to mathematics, and he's making beaucoup money, and he's on the radio doing his thing. So sometimes
right.
your passion might take you to something else. Curtis Blow has a degree, I think in broadcasting or something, and I think it's broadcasting either music, but, I mean, he's made more money being an artist. So it's all about, you know, your passion and your know-how, but you got to have that hustle inside of you at the end of the day.
Absolutely.
You can't do nothing if you don't have that grind. You know, you got to put in that work to get you. Whatever you put into the universe is what you get back, you know?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I definitely agree. Sis, hang with me. Let me go into my phone lines because they're Christmas right now. And let me bring some people in. Maybe they want to touch on this topic. So hold on. 407. Good morning, y'all. We're MA2K and Lushy Lush. Good morning, 407-301. It's okay if you don't want to speak. If you want to stay, remain on hold and listen to the show. It's cool. Between me and Lush, we can talk this whole show. I'm going to put you back on hold, 407-347. Good morning. You're on with MA2K and Lushy Lush. 347, good morning.
313.
The phone line's open. My check, just, is this one of my Bronx queens? Got to be.
Yes, it is. 313. 411 with the 911.
Good morning.
Good morning to all my kings and queens, you know, that are supporting me right now, and also to, you know, to you, one of the, you know, I think brightest women that I've been around in 45 years. Yeah, I'm 45. No shame.
Well, I don't know,
no,
because I'm only 25, so I don't know.
Whatever. Anyway, listen, I want to elaborate on something. I want to elaborate on two things on what the last lady, the young lady had, was talking about. She mentioned something about Hispanics and African Americans. You know, I honestly believe that, you know, a lot of them became very lazy and consumed with the streets. You know, there's so many opportunity and we don't take it. You know, they always, like you said, they want to step in and want to become a boss. But
mm-hmm.
how can you step in without no experience? How can you step in without ambitious? How can you step in without, you know, wanting? You know, they always want to blame the parents. The parents this, the parents that, all the parents hanging out, or maybe the parents this and that. No, it's an individual thing. Yeah, the upbringing has a lot to do with it. But us old school, the way we were brought up, things wasn't handed to us that easy. We was go-getters. We was fighters for hours. And we changed our lifestyle. If we could do that in the times when we had lots, broken glass, and we played in the park and all that, we didn't have parks the way we have parks today. You know, right now, what's taking over is technology. So they being too consumed to say, okay, you know what, technology will do it. Well, all I do is get in the computer. Everything is about social media and everything. People forgot how to communicate. My daughter today, she's going to, by the grace of God, she's going to get her job. And I claim it that she's going to get her job. In the name of Jesus, that I claim that she's going to get her job.
Amen.
She just graduated.
Amen.
Because, you see, I told her that, you know what you're going to do different from what I did. You know, so I had to show her to be different from what I did. I had to be that prime example for her. Then later on, you know, she takes on. She's going to go to college. She took a loan for her own self. Emma, let me tell you something. The reason why I allowed her to do that is only because if she ever decides to step out, I ain't got to owe nothing. She got to owe it. So that means she got to work for it. So you got to teach them how to do that themselves. You know, because at the end of the day, if we keep tampering, I paid my son's rent. Guess what? I still short with my rent. How's that? Oh, he owed me, but I paid my rent. Why? Because God makes a way at all times because he knows the condition of your heart. You know, so she's going to college for 4 years. You know, let's pray that we make it that long, but 4 years. 2 years of culinary, 1 year of books, and then the next year is going to be for hands-on. I already have no people, that's chefs, and that's going to, you know, they're ready to take it in, you know, to do her internship. And then 2 years of business. She already knows what kind of business, but I told her, remember this, not every time that you want what you have your set of goals to be is what it is. So still go for it. If you really, really want it, you could do all things. You could do anything. All things is possible. So, you know, she's going for it, and I thank God today she's going to go to CHAMP, and, you know, she knows about, gave her a little skill about, you know, what to say, you know, whatever, what they ask or whatever. My son that works in a mall, he took her to, she just came from Florida, so he took her, you know, my son works out there, so he took it to one of the stores and spoke to the manager and said, listen, they're going to ask you this, you know, try to be a little bit more, you know. So if you guide them, and it's up to them, and then you let go. You cut the cord.
Yeah.
I cut the cord. I don't know why I paid that rent, but I paid it because one thing is that I ain't going to put that dude out in the street. Yo. I wanted to knock him out, but, you know. It is what it is. He owed me. He got me my money, though.
You
don't get my money.
Yeah. No matter how old you are. Yeah, no matter how old you get, our children get, we still parents, and we still got to step in and intervene every so often. You know what I mean? I mean, that's only right.
Exactly. Yeah, if it becomes a repetitious thing, and then you got to get cut off. Because, you know,
As long as not every month.
If I go to his house, I'm changing things around.
As long as it's not every month, they're not going to go like, Ma, I need, listen, now you got a problem.
He's the one with that. He's the one with that attitude. You know, he's the one that has that attitude like, oh, you know, I want to be my own boss. I ain't slaving. So you're talking about me being I'm an HIV counselor. I didn't get here with my look. I didn't get here because I knew somebody. I got here because I was taught.
Right.
I don't have no GHP, and I don't have no psychological thing or whatever, but I do a social work. I'm in the social work field just as well, you know. And
yeah, you've been doing that for how long?
All I needed was a certificate for this.
Ruthie, you've been doing that for how long now?
Well, I've been in the medical field for 17 years, and I've been HIV counselor for 9.
I'm
both there. For 8 years, I've been doing HIV counseling, and I'm the one who gives the results. You know, I'm not the one that you already came and I'm, okay, I already know. Mentally, I don't know what I'm about to tell you because I have to look at your results first. So, of course, it's challenging.
Wow.
You know, through prayer, I get through it, you know, because that's key for me. It teaches on to everybody how they feel that they fake it. But when you tell a pregnant woman and she's a teen and she's positive, that's a struggle. We feel it. But we leave her with a lot of love and the directions, and we escort her from place to place of what, from social workers to everything, her options of what she wants to do. But even if she's pregnant, even if she decides to abort the child, she's still going to have it. You understand? The child has a better chance. It's so many things in that. That's a whole different topic. But I just feel that a lot of people got lazy and they got caught up with the system And, oh, I want to just give a shout-out also. Not a shout-out. I want to just give a boom to, what's his name, that Trump dude, the rich man.
Oh, God.
He got nothing else to do. He want to be a, he ain't got
to do. He got to go comb his hair and get a new
toupee.
He needs a new toupee. Yeah.
I'll take him.
He's a hot
you
man.
Know what I'm saying? Like, I need a new face.
I think he's menopausing.
Listen, sister, you need, I'm going to tell you, you have body. You have, like, that big booty. Won't you cut some of it, Tom? You cut some of it? Take some of that thing out and paste it in his face, please?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Yeah, because...
Listen, that's
you.
What happens with people.
Listen, you know
that's what happens when people start having all this money and don't know what to do with it.
Listen, he could give it to me. He could give it to you. We could open up. You know, he could give it to anybody up in this panel. I mean, up on the phone or whatever. Listen, there's a lot of people that need it. Listen, we could do a whole lot of things. I got a whole bunch of ideas. Listen, one thing I'm going to tell you about
the
man. You know what he tried to do? He tried to take NYCHA. NYCHA is housing from Krasnay and try to make it, buy them out, to make it into Congo because he made a golf club thing right there. Are you serious? He got all these, you know, people that are low income, public assistance or SSI or whatever, Section 8 or whatever, programs, all these kind of programs that they can really, really afford. And you're going to do what? Give them $30,000 each, move them out to where? Where?
Exactly. Push the, I don't know, he wants to push them out the, he wants to push them out the country, I guess, out of New York. Out of, well, so he says the new America. He wants to build the new America.
Well, he could buy islands and put whoever you want in there. That's what he could
do.
Yeah,
I think that's a good idea. I think he should buy an island and go live with like 1,000 toupees, and he could change like every day for the new one.
His whole, I'll tell you, I will build a mansion for him, and on top of the mansion, you know how they have like, you know, sometimes right next to the mansion, it would be a tree, and instead of the palm tree with the palm, it would be a toupee looking like a toupee.
Oh, my God.
Let me tell you something. What's scary though is that my one of my queen sis, she always hits me up every day with this Trump thing because I talk about it a little bit a day. Because she gets on the Twitter and the Twitter, you know, lets her know like where he's at the polls. Not for nothing,
yeah.
Scarily, there's a lot of people that are backing him up.
So,
you know, there's a lot of people that are backing him up, and it's a little scary.
Nah.
I mean, I don't know if he's going to win the presidency, if he can actually
win.
He
ain't going to win, Jack. You know what? We the people.
I pray not.
What we need to do
is I pray not, but I'm just saying if he does, we in trouble. If he does, we are in trouble.
Nah, man. We're going to keep him. Listen, I don't, you know what? I don't feel, I don't care how much you try to make it seem like he got a lot. He does got a lot of people. There's a lot of people who does have money, and they feel that they are not dumb. They don't think about the other people. They feel
of
that we're lazy, and they feel that, you know what, and I work hard for mine. So I don't sit around, you know.
So
right now, my cardiologist appointment, I get chest pains, honey. So at the end of the day, I work hard.
I want to take advantage that I have you ladies on. Hold on. I want to take advantage that I have all you ladies on the line and switch the topic a little bit real quickly. And, right, so I had a queen friend of mine that, you know, contacted me, and we were talking about, you know, what a small world is, how we're connected by six people, you know, the separation of six people. And the small world, And how we, even it being a small world, that we know each other or we can know of each other, especially with technology now, because you Google somebody's name and you find out all their business. Even with that, we still don't take, as women, the appropriate time to really get to know the people that we're getting involved with, as far as like men, you know, the men we get involved with. We take more time figuring out what shoes we're wearing to a party, an event, than we do to actually find out about this person's, you know, background or job or business or whatever. What do you, give me a little bit about that, and then Lush, and you can chime in after Ruthie.
Oh, you're waiting for me to respond to that.
Yeah.
Well, I'm kind of skeptical about the dating stuff, too. I'm afraid. I became very afraid for years. I've only dated people that I already knew for years. Every time, I feel that people always have an agenda. And even with those that I do know, recently, I'm going to make this real brief. I was in a car with one of my male friends, a mutual male friend of ours, and you know, he was cool. I forgot what he was at, whatever. He was like, you want to ride or whatever? And I was like, you know what? But instead of paying the cab, honey, you know, I was like, all right, cool. You know, there ain't no burden. I don't want no chick jumping off the, you know, whatever, because you know how to get. He said, nah, come on. Fine. After a while, he was posting a lot of nice stuff and then inboxing me all the spiritual stuff. You know that I'm a spiritual woman, a woman that I love God, and he started, you know. But one day, he picked me up again. He said, I'll drop you off. He picked me up from church. And this thing came and hit me, and I said, listen, let me ask you something. Do you have an agenda? He said, wow. He started laughing. He said, you bold. And I'm like, no, I... asking a question. It's not being bold, it's being upfront. You know, do you have an agenda? I'd rather know. Let me tell you something. I'd rather know that if you say, listen, I like you, you know, I mean, I find it sexy, I want to do you, you know, come with the truth. Don't come with the
right.
Oh, honey, some of your sisters inboxing me, trying to pick me up, and then, no, he cut me off. From all that. So you see, sometimes like we have to evaluate those that we know and don't know, because we never know. I have my daughter and I have another daughter, which I'm raising her like my daughter. Two girls. You know, I can't afford to bring no dude up in my crib and he thinks he's a man. And I'm, you know me, you know I got that taser. I got, you know, Puerto Rican with a knife. Sorry.
But it's true. But it's true. You don't want to meet the representative. You want to straight up meet the person that you're,
man,
you know. That claims them. Okay. So, Ruthie, hold on, because I got
a
couple minutes left to the show, and I'm going to let Lush tap into
definitely.
That. Lush.
Lush,
yeah.
Your
can phone
you
line is
the
open.
Question again?
Okay.
Can you repeat the question again?
Sure, absolutely. So I was saying that us women, we take more time to figure out what shoes we're wearing to an event than to evaluate the person that we're, you know, getting into a relationship with. And then, you know, we suffer the aftermath for that.
Oh.
Okay.
Okay, when it comes to that situation, I mean, that's you know, not just women, it's men too. I mean, right now in this day and age, dating, relationships, bond have definitely went to a different switch. It has pivoted a lot. A lot of people are more into the whole the interpersonal situation is gone. Like the young lady mentioned prior, people like to do a lot of texting. They don't really want to get to know you like they should, you know. People are just dealing with, you know, animal instinct. She's nice, she's sexy, he's cute, blah, blah, blah. He brought me flowers here and there. Oh, I'm in love. Or, oh, well, they're good in bed. Let's, you know, let's work this out and have a relationship. But it's no more courting, getting to know the individual, how you can deal with them and things like that. Everything is instant, like, you know, instant coffee. We live in a microwavable society right now. Everything's so fast. Relationships are, they get in a relationship and it's over the next day, you know? So it's crazy.
Yeah.
It sounds like somebody's in a meeting or something. I don't know.
It's like, I think that's Ruthie. I'm going to put you on hold because that's your background. Hold on.
Yeah.
So, I think that, I think, like, it's a post that I've seen on Instagram, right? My girlfriend Helen posted it. Uh-huh. Oh, I met somebody. I'm excited. And then it said a week later, you know, the same thing. She goes, oh, never mind.
Well, I mean, I got to be honest. I've done it. I was not too recently around my birthday. I was praying and stuff for somebody. I got caught up in a moment. He was Turkish. He was treating me really good and stuff. And, you know, when you've gone from, you know, you have all right relationships and you've gone from not having what you want, when you get a snippet of women, we get a snippet of what we kind of want in a man. It's like we latch on to that really fast, right? Well, oh, he's perfect and we're happy for that short period of time. That's when it comes to everything happens for a reason and for a season. That person is just for a season in your life for you to see what you want, what you like. That doesn't mean that's going to be the person that you're going to be with forever. So you take it with a grain of salt and keep it moving. You know, we need to actually start doing background checks. We need to start analyzing these people because, you know, especially when you get them involved with your children, you know, you got to also, you know who you're bringing around your children also because they get caught up in it because they, you know, they end up, you know, having, you know,
like
thoughts of like that could be a father figure or something or, you know, even though you're not looking for that, but you're involving that child in that person's life.
I think we should create a group that says, like, when you start with somebody, you give us their name and we run them. Like, we run their names for everything, like even traffic tickets.
Exactly.
I think we should do that.
Exactly.
And you know what I'm saying? And nobody will want to mess with nobody that's going to be, you know, thirsty. Because what about if you're, you know, a serial killer or something? Like, who knows? You know what I mean? Like, the world is just crazy. I'm just saying that even when you take out time sometimes, though, to really get to know somebody, you really don't know them because they can switch at a drop of a dime. When you swear you know somebody, like, okay, this is a great person. I can invest my time and love on them. And then you go do that, and then they do something totally, you know, off the wall where you're like, what happened? What did I miss? Like, did I miss something here? Like, wasn't I looking? I thought I was thorough with it, and then it's just like, bam, you know? My whole thing is just still do the research. Even when you're in the relationship, still do the research. Do not stop. Do not get complacent. We're in the relationship. Continue just to keep seeking. I don't care. Like, you know, protect your heart at the end of the day. Protect your heart. And, this, you know, I'm all, okay. Oh, wow. The show is over. And this has been a great Motivational Mondays. Thank you, ladies, for chiming in, for calling in. Thank you, all those that I'm sorry I didn't get to on the phone line, but I appreciate you calling and supporting the show. It's Motivational Mondays with your sexy host, Emma E2K. The CEO was here today, Lushy Lush. Thank you, Ruthie, for calling in. Thank you, everybody that was on the IM on Facebook. Make sure you follow us on all the social networks. Follow Lush Radio Online. Follow Emma E2K. Make sure you go to our website. Show us some love. Follow us on all the social networks. We are the voice of the people. And as you could tell, it was the people that were talking today. So thank you very much and see you next week. Peace, love, and blessings.